Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Did you ever stop to think about it? When you persecute believers, when you talk about fellow Christians, you're talking about Jesus. You really need to keep your mouth shut. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. I've been in the ministry 56. I will complete 56 years this coming August the 8th and start the next day my 57th year. I've never retaliated or talked about anybody. They can talk all they want to about me. I said years ago, if they were to tell on me that I killed my grandma, I wouldn't even deny it. I just keep preaching the truth. Stand with the word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Taking Your Place, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Let's turn over here to Colossians, right on through to Colossians, the first chapter. Now notice what it says. The 18th verse. And he is the head, talking about Jesus. He is the head of the body, the church. Now you can't miss that, can you? The church. Who, talking about Jesus then, is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now go back to Acts, the first chapter, and the very first verse. I called your attention to the fact, as you well know, that Luke is the author of the Acts, as well as the gospel that bears his name, the gospel according to St. Luke. So he begins this Acts of the Apostle by saying, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus both began to do and to teach. I want you to notice, of all that Jesus both began to do and to teach. He began when he is here on earth. When he was here on earth, he's the only body of Christ in the earth. But then he said, you know, that is expedient for you that I go away. For if he hadn't gone away, the church would have never been born. Amen? But it's expedient. It's the best for you that I go away. And thank God the church was born and empowered by the Holy Ghost. And the church now is the body of Christ. The only body of Christ that's in the earth today is the church, which is his body. Jesus, with a resurrected flesh and bone body, is seated at the right hand of the Father, where he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. But thank God he is also the head of that body. For after all, that body would absolutely be lifeless without a head. You don't think so? Let him cut your head off and see what your body can do. But your body could not do a thing in the world without the head, and right on the other hand, the head can't do anything without the body. We think sometimes we're being humble and don't know really that we're being stupid by saying, I need the Lord, but he don't need me. Well, that's like saying, my head needs my body, but my body don't need my head. Yeah, your body needs a head because your body ain't gonna do nothing without the head. Secondly, whatever God does in this earth, he does it through Jesus. Amen. And Jesus, whatever he does in this earth, he's going to do and is doing and will do through his body, which is the church. He's not going to do something separate from his body. In fact, he can't. Can you do something separate from your body? Certainly not. And he can't either. And so when we understand that when he was here, as Luke said, the former treatise, the gospel according to St. Luke, I wrote unto you, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus both began to do and teach, but now then he goes on to tell us what Jesus continued to do. and continued to teach. Somebody said, well, now Jesus is not here, so he's not teaching. Yes, he is. He's put teachers in the church. Yeah, but that's not Jesus. That's not Jesus. Now, wait just a minute. You can read, can't you? We need to get something straight. Open your Bibles out to that 9th chapter of Acts. Open your Bibles to the 9th chapter of Acts. We have the story we know concerning in the 7th chapter of Acts about Stephen, the first martyr. How that Saul of Tarsus held the coats or the cloaks of those that stoned Stephen to death. And then you see the great persecution in the 8th chapter of Acts rose against the church. And they were scattered abroad, except the apostles abode in Jerusalem. And they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the gospel. And the scripture said concerning the 5th through the 8th verse of the 8th chapter of Acts, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And Philip was a deacon here to begin with. Preached Christ unto them, and they gave heed unto him, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For many unclean spirits came out, cried in a loud voice. Many that were sick of the palsy were healed, and many that were lame was healed. And there's great joy in the city, and so on. And then we come to that 9th chapter of Acts, and we see Saul of Tarsus as he approaches the city of Damascus. And suddenly there shined a light around about him brighter than the noonday sun. And his voice, as Paul later on said, spake unto him in the Hebrew tongue and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus whom you persecute. Well, now, wait a minute. Jesus is not there in person. Who's he persecuting? He's persecuting believers. Did you ever stop to think about it? When you persecute believers, when you talk about fellow Christians, you're talking about Jesus. Really, you need to keep your mouth shut. Amen. I said, amen. Amen. I said, amen. Amen. I've been in the ministry 56. I will complete 56 years this coming August the 8th and start the next day my 57th year. I've never retaliated or talked about anybody. They can talk all they want to about me. I said years ago, if they were to tell on me that I killed my grandma, I wouldn't even deny it. I just keep preaching the truth. Stand with the word, putting it out. That's what's going to bless people is the word. That's what's going to set them free is the word. Amen. I always start praying for those folks immediately. I want God to bless them and help them. I don't want anything bad to happen to them. Amen. You're persecuting me, Jesus said. You see, the only body of Jesus that's in this earth today is the church. Amen. And he's continuing to work, to do, and to teach. Hallelujah. Through his body. Now then, the works that I do shall you do also. You see where we missed it. I've said this many, many times for a number of years. In that when I say the church, I'm talking about the church world. They may not really be the church. Because see, you can be a member of a local body and never be born again. You have to be born again to get into the body of Christ. But you see, we have put the ministry of Jesus in a class by itself, as though no one could attain unto it in any way, measure, shape, form, or fashion. Now, certainly when it comes to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is in a class by himself. But when it comes to ministry, he's not, because he said here, the works that I do shall you do also. And if he's in a class by himself, then the body of Christ could not do the works that he did. Amen? Now, we could talk about all the works that Jesus did, and for instance, for just a second or so, go back to the 9th chapter of Matthew and the 35th verse. Because when we talk about the works of Jesus, people immediately begin to think about the more spectacular things that happen, healings and miracles. But now notice in Matthew 9:35 concerning the ministry of Jesus. The ministry of Jesus is the works of Jesus, isn't it? Amen. And so it says that he went around about their villages teaching in their synagogues. That's the first work and the first ministry that Jesus performed. Did you ever stop to think about it? When you're teaching the word, you're doing the works of Jesus. Amen. And besides that, just teaching the word will produce miracles. Just teaching the word will produce miracles. I've seen it happen. It'll produce healings. I've seen it happen. I've seen people that came to my meeting, I never laid a hand on them, never even prayed for them. Nobody else didn't know anything about it, but they came with a terminal disease. Went right back to the same doctors and they couldn't find a trace of it. It all disappeared just by hearing the word of God and believing it. Amen. Then he says, he went about their cities and villages first. Number one, teaching in their synagogue. Number two, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And number three, healing every manner of sickness and every manner of disease among the people. So his ministry consisted of teaching and preaching. Did you ever stop thinking about it? When you preach the word, you're doing the works of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, the works of Jesus didn't just consist of healings or just consist of miracles, but it's all of it. Now then, there's not any one of us that's going to do the same works in the same measure. But the whole body will do even more. For the simple reason that Jesus had the Spirit without measure. Remember John 3:34? John's Gospel, the 3rd chapter, the 34th verse, speaking of Jesus, said, "For he hath given him the Spirit without measure." That means he couldn't have any more. But I, as one individual of the body of Christ, do not have the Spirit without measure. I do believe this. I can't prove it by Scripture, but right on the other hand, you can't disprove it by Scripture either. I believe that the whole body of Christ in the earth today does have the same measure that he had. Amen? But I, as an individual member of the body of Christ, you see, only have the Spirit by measure, or in measure, so to speak.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, How to Live Worry-Free. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, The Lord Our Peace. Also, a single CD by Denise Hagin Burns called Deep Roots in God. The last item is Craig Hagin's CD, Just Believe. All these items at the special discounted price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting.
Camp meeting.
Wow, wow, wow.
July 20 through 25.
Here, right here on the USA campus. Begins Sunday night at 6 p.m., then Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. services, 2:30 p.m. services, and 7:30 p.m.
July 20 through 25. Hey.
Yes.
It's not too late to get here.
That's right.
Just come on down. And it's going to be a great time, okay?
That's right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Taking Your Place. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.